With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Melissa is on the march in the Caribbean. Now it's a Category 5 storm closing in on Jamaica. National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly says for those living in harm's way, now is the time to hunker down.
You know, we move into the evening and overnight hours. The core of the system is forecast to pass over the island, you know, with destructive winds, especially in the mountainous terrain. We're talking, you know, extensive structure, infrastructural damage, long-lasting power outages, communication.
And the storm is on track to make landfall sometime tomorrow in Jamaica before coming ashore in Cuba later in the day. Meanwhile, a 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck today in open waters in the Atlantic. Jessica Segala is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey and says it was felt throughout the region.
It was a widely felt earthquake. However, it was pretty far away from any populated areas, so we aren't expecting too much damage or injuries. This was a shallow earthquake, about 9 kilometers or about 6 miles beneath the surface. So with any shallow earthquakes, we do expect some aftershocks.
The Department of Justice has announced it will monitor polling sites in 6 jurisdictions ahead of the upcoming November 4th general election to ensure transparency, ballot security, and compliance with federal law. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett in this report.
Through the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department enforces federal voting rights laws that protect the rights of all eligible citizens to access the ballot. The department regularly deploys its staff to monitor for compliance with federal civil rights laws in elections in communities across the country. Attorney General Pam Bondi says, quote, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." The division will deploy civil rights personnel who will coordinate with U.S. attorneys' offices. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. New Jersey is getting a late-term abortion clinic.
The plan is for the facility to open in the summer of next year, taking advantage of the state's extremely liberal abortion laws. In fact, New Jersey is one of only 9 states that place no gestational limitations on the procedure, meaning that a woman can choose to terminate her pregnancy right up to the moment of birth. Organizers say the new abortion clinic will also offer so-called, quote, gender-affirming care for people who want to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling on Christians to fight anti-Semitism. Addressing a gathering of the group Christians United for Israel, Pastor John Hagee's church in San Antonio, Cruz warned of growing anti-Semitism amongst political conservatives. Cruz said, quote, "I'm here to tell you, in the last 6 months, I've seen anti-Semitism rising on the right in a way I have never seen in my entire life." This is SRN News. A week ahead of time, confusion already about daylight savings time.
Every October, there's a week when Europe and the U.S. are out of sync with daylight saving time, confusing people organizing international meetings, not to mention confusing people who are not organizing international meetings. In Europe, clocks go back on the last Sunday in October. In the U.S., the first Sunday in November.
And he says there are not only those variations, but several between different continents, and that's causing a lot of complications. The shutdown continues. House Speaker Mike Johnson says now is not the time to solve all the problems regarding health care like the Democrats demand.
If you look at it objectively, you know that it is subsidizing bad policy. We're throwing good money at a bad broken system.
And that good money accounts for about $1.9 trillion that Democrats are demanding to improve the health care system. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.